Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Trump just sent out a series of angry posts on Truth Social, and I can't lie, I might be angrier than him today. You know, the President of the United States decided to spend his morning not fighting for the American people, but fighting with America's free press and attacking them because the media correctly called out the fact that Donald Trump failed to negotiate or make any progress with Vladimir Putin, didn't get a single concession from him. In fact, Trump effectively set back our negotiations by legitimizing Putin's imperial ambitions and incentivizing him to continue to grab land because, hey, the United States will roll out the red carpet either way. Doesn't seem like Putin's actions have affected the way that Trump thinks about the situation, which is disgusting. And today, he's doing a Putin-esque move. He is attacking the media in America. Before I even read these posts, can I explain to you guys why I'm so incredibly pissed off? Obviously, a lot of reasons. A lot of issues with this administration are at the top of mind. But when it comes to Russia and Ukraine in particular, there is this smug, unearned satisfaction among the MAGA fan base where they're all saying, you guys don't know what diplomacy is. You don't know what peace is. Someone accused me of being anti-peace because I called Trump's strategy dumb. These Trump supporters are gaslighting us. And can I explain to you guys very simply why this is the weakest thing I have ever seen? So Trump actually did take a uniquely combative tone with Putin leading into the meeting. I mean, Trump is more combative with like Governor Gavin Newsom and Democrats in America, but he did say to Putin, there will be consequences. He even said there will be, quote, very severe consequences, but he never actually put forward what concessions that he wanted. So Trump then said, if Putin refuses to broker peace, there will be immediate consequences. Well, guess what? There was no concession, no deal, and no consequences. Even on Air Force One, heading to Alaska, Donald Trump said, quote, I will be very unhappy if there is no outcome. He said, very unhappy. Well, there was no outcome. There was no outcome whatsoever that was beneficial for the United States or Ukraine. And guess what Trump did? He called this a 10 out of 10 meeting and said that it could not have gone better. This is gaslighting the American people. This is downplaying the war entirely because you let Putin come to the United States, go back and just bomb Ukraine with no concessions. But thirdly, this is just so incredibly weak. How are you going to set deadlines and claim that you're going to do something and then let Putin come in, flatter you, say nice things about you, and then you call it a 10 out of 10 saying that we got along great. It was very warm, he said. He said it was a very warm meeting. Trump then began to regurgitate verbatim things that Vladimir Putin told him in this meeting that only helped Trump's, you know, presuppositions, his biases. So Trump thinks the 2020 election was stolen and that Biden's presidency was awful. So Putin comes in and he says, according to Trump at least, that the 2020 election was stolen, that Trump should have won. And then he says, you know what? Biden's presidency was a mess. I thought the country was dead. Which is Trump's exact wording. Sorry if I'm speaking fast or I'm getting worked up here, but the fact that Trump and his admin are gaslighting the American people and people are falling for it is really pissing me off. This is a hallmark of weak leadership. You can't lay out threats repeatedly, refuse to follow through on those threats, and then get no concessions and allow the war to continue happening. This brings me on to Donald Trump's tantrum today. You know, when I saw him mad, it just made me more mad. I was like, I think I'm actually more mad than you today because this is absolutely unacceptable. Very quickly, if you appreciate the show, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. You can catch me in Omaha, Nebraska next Saturday. Just click the top link in the description. I hopefully will be able to meet you there and we will bring some Mockler Media merch. We finally have the merch cooking. It's doing well. You can find it below. Okay, enough with the distraction. Donald Trump tweeted on Truth Social 4 hours ago, quote, it's incredible how the fake news violently distorts the truth when it comes to me. There is nothing I can say or do that would lead them to write a report honestly about me. I had a great meeting in Alaska on Biden's stupid war, a war that never should have happened. Okay, this is the weakest spin I've ever seen Trump do. It's so weak. He can't even do a full paragraph. He just has one line where he can't even point out any concessions he got, any victories that he got. He got nothing from Vladimir Putin, and he's trying to turn this into a victory. He then said 4 hours ago, if I got Russia to give up Moscow as part of the deal, the fake news and their partner, the radical left Democrats, would say I made a terrible mistake and a very bad deal. That is why they are the fake news. Also, they should talk about the six wars I just stopped. He did not stop six wars. Like, I'm not even joking. One of the wars that they're referring to literally just was gunfire breaking out across the globe, and then the gunfire stopped and it was over, and Trump claimed that he solved a war. Now, just do that times six. There were not six wars being solved. And hey, what do you mean if you got Moscow as a part of the deal, we would call you out? I hate when he does this. He always says, if I cured cancer, they would hate me. You're not doing any of that. You praised Putin. You supported Putin. You clapped for him after days earlier saying that if there was nothing, that if there was no deal, there would be severe consequences. Do you know how weak that makes America look when the president of the United States says things, lays out deadlines, and there is nobody following the deadlines, nobody following up? We wonder why nobody takes us seriously. This is why. I want to show you this clip of Jake Sullivan, one of Biden's advisors on foreign policy, explaining why this meeting was just a mess. And he does it very, very succinctly.
One of the things he says is that Putin was already on the world stage. You chose never, President Biden, rather, you chose never to meet with Vladimir Putin. Why not?
Look, we had many different contacts with the Russians over 2.5 years, and we concluded, based on those contacts, that Russia was not in a position to come to the table in a serious way to end this war. And so we didn't want to set up a summit where we were literally rolling out the red carpet for Putin in America to have him come and walk away and continue the war without any clear and convincing outcome of the summit. So we didn't think that was possible. And having just watched Alaska, I think our judgment on that was correct. Now, does that mean there shouldn't be diplomacy with Russia? Of course not. There should be. Does it mean that a summit should never take place? A summit would be fine, but it's got to be properly prepared to produce an outcome that the American president can articulate in advance and produce in the aftermath.
Oh my Lord, that was so well said. There's more to the clip, but he actually adds so much nuance here. He says, you know what? A summit isn't inherently bad. If you're working towards peace, that's not the bad part. But the president should absolutely be able to say what he wants, and then at the end of it, come out with what he wanted. But that's not what this was. This was rolling out the red carpet when all of our intelligence showed us that Putin was not willing to make a deal. Okay, to continue.
The outcome that this American president articulated, a ceasefire or consequences, he did not produce. And that is why I think we find ourselves in a difficult situation today. But Martha, this isn't over. There will be a meeting with Zelensky and European leaders, and then we'll see what happens after that. My hope is that President Trump will see, in hindsight, that President Putin is just trying to take us all for a ride.
Okay, then there's faulty reasoning, because that implies that Donald Trump would be able to open his eyes or awaken to anything. But overall, we need to keep the pressure on. Tim Miller points out, not a great sign for Trump's negotiation that he's been reduced to putting out a Mr. Putin, won't you please think of the children letter from his third wife. Governor Gavin Newsom's press office said, Trump had our brave American soldiers on their knees to roll out the carpet for his best friend Vlad. Disgusting. I'm going to leave it there, but just understand that this is not normal. None of this is normal. Donald Trump is a weak little bitch, and I'll see you all in the next video. I love you all, and peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.